Have you ever found yourself standing in front of the refrigerator at midnight, eating something you promised yourself you wouldn't touch? You're not alone. Our relationship with food has become increasingly complex in a world where ultra-processed foods are engineered to override our natural satiety signals. The hunger habit isn't about lack of willpower. It's about brain chemistry and learned patterns that keep us trapped in cycles of craving, consumption, and shame. Breaking free requires understanding the neurological foundations of our eating behaviors and applying mindfulness to transform our relationship with food from the inside out. Our brains contain two competing systems: the ancient survival brain, craving calorie-dense foods and rewarding us with dopamine, and the evolved planning brain, considering long-term consequences. These systems form habit loops through reinforcement learning, trigger, behavior, reward cycles that become automatic over time. Our emotional regulation system gets hijacked by reward pathways. Though stress should naturally suppress appetite, many of us learn to soothe emotional pain with food. Each comfort-eating episode strengthens this neural pattern. Food manufacturers exploit this vulnerability by creating hyper-palatable products with precise ratios of sugar, salt, and fat that our brains weren't designed to resist. The calories-in, calories-out model persists despite ignoring brain function. Willpower isn't a muscle we strengthen, but a limited resource that depletes under stress. Denying ourselves something increases our desire for it, creating the abstinence violation effect, where one slip leads to abandoning all restraint. Rather than fighting our brain's natural tendencies, what if we worked with them instead? The journey to changing your relationship with food begins with mapping the terrain, identifying obstacles before attempting the path. This means examining three key elements: the why, urges, cravings driving you to eat, the what, types of food you choose, and the how, manner in which you eat. Consider your earliest food memories, childhood favorites, emotional associations, and family influences. How has your relationship with eating evolved over time? By mapping your habit loops using the trigger, behavior, result, reward framework, previously invisible patterns emerge. Perhaps you've become disconnected from your body, treating it like a fleshy robot merely carrying your brain around. Understanding the difference between true hunger and cravings is essential. Hunger seeks calories and subsides after eating anything, while cravings target specific foods, particularly those with the bliss point, combination of salt, sugar, and fat. In our brains, liking involves endorphin-rich hedonic hotspots, while dopamine drives wanting, the motivation to obtain something. This distinction explains why we keep eating foods that don't actually satisfy us. What if the solution to unhealthy eating isn't fighting habits, but bringing awareness to them? Research shows this approach is 5 times more effective than standard treatments. When we pay attention to how foods actually make us feel, we often become disenchanted with unhealthy choices as we realize they aren't as rewarding as we thought. Our orbitofrontal cortex determines reward hierarchies by evaluating how foods make us feel, creating preferences that guide our choices. The key mechanism is prediction errors. When something exceeds expectations, that behavior gets reinforced. When it disappoints, we're less likely to repeat it. Without awareness, these prediction errors don't register, and old habits persist. Mindful eating means bringing complete awareness to eating, breaking automatic consumption patterns. Contrary to myth, mindful eating isn't about eating slowly, it's about awareness at any speed. We can eat quickly yet mindfully by checking hunger signals, noticing why we're eating, and paying attention to the experience. This awareness helps us recognize our pleasure plateau, the point where additional bites become less enjoyable, enabling us to naturally stop without forcing ourselves. We all have internal voices judging our actions, like a committee providing unwanted commentary. There's the perfectionist demanding excellence, the critic highlighting flaws, and the worrier forecasting disaster. These judgmental voices create shame, triggering eating as comfort, which creates more shame, a destructive cycle. When we observe our self-critical thoughts, rather than identifying with them, they lose power over us. Instead of thinking, "I'm worthless for eating that cookie," we can note, "There's the critic again, judging my food choices." By naming these committee members and watching them rather than being controlled by them, we gain perspective. Dr. Dan Siegel's phrase, "name it to tame it," captures how naming these voices diminish their influence. These voices have no real authority. They merely try to control us through fear, shame, and guilt. This practice helps us recognize we are not our thoughts, but people who have thoughts, free to choose whether to listen. Through mindful observation, we can develop a more compassionate relationship with ourselves, replacing harsh judgment with understanding. After releasing old habit loops, your brain can focus on what truly nourishes you rather than just satisfying cravings. The key is discovering the bigger, better offer, BBO, options your brain's reward system naturally prefers over old habits. Unlike substances you can completely avoid, food requires mindful choices rather than total abstinence. Mindful eating experiments reveal significant differences between processed and whole foods. Many people discover that while candy triggers additional cravings, fresh fruit provides the perfect balance of mouthfeel, taste, and satisfaction without the craving aftermath. Kindness serves as the ultimate bigger, better offer to replace self-judgment. When we judge ourselves harshly, we create suffering. Kindness naturally alleviates that suffering. The simple practice of mentally cooking yourself an egg, showing yourself the same care you'd show others, interrupts the self-judgment habit loop with something far more rewarding. The ultimate transformation comes when we learn to meet genuine needs rather than feeding temporary wants. We often hack through life, using chocolate or caffeine when tired, instead of addressing actual needs. Our wants can be driven by genuine needs, but often become disconnected cycles reinforced through habit. The biggest revelation comes when we ask, "What do I need right now?" instead of impulsively satisfying wants. Sleep, connection, recreation, art, nature, meeting these fundamental needs proves far more rewarding than emotional eating. Curiosity transforms our approach to cravings, flipping the panicked, "Oh no," into an exploratory, "Ah." This allows us to investigate cravings as teachers rather than obstacles. The journey to freedom from the hunger habit isn't about restriction or willpower, it's about awareness, curiosity, and kindness. By bringing attention to our eating habits, becoming disenchanted with unhelpful patterns, and discovering more rewarding alternatives, we break free from compulsive eating. We develop a relationship with food based on nourishment and pleasure rather than struggle and shame. The path isn't about fighting against your brain, it's about working with it one mindful bite at a time.